از همه داشت بکنم.
Thank you, Ryasin-shin. Please don't be intimidated by the Marimekomos. I wrote them out in order to allow you to reconstruct the shiur at your leisure. Just follow the dotted line and you should be able to come up with conclusions, hopefully that are similar to the ones that that I came up with, and if not, please let me know. The choice of the topic of Kedushat HaMikdash was built on a line in the Sfat Emet, Kavu Chazal Kriyat Parshat Tmidim U'Musafim Bebein HaMitzarim, that in the order of the Parshiot, it's not just that we have Bamidbar preceding Shavuos, it's not just that we have Nitzavim Vayelech preceding Rosh Hashanah, we also have within the order of the Parshiot that Parshas Pinchas always comes out during Bein HaMitzarim, Ro'orer Libot B'nei Yisrael, L'hishtokek al avodat beit hamikdash. We read the psukim in the Torah dealing with korbanot specifically to remind us of what we're missing and to increase our yearning, to increase our desire for a geula shlema. And that's one aspect, simply that speaking on Kedushat HaMikdash hopefully will put us in the right frame of mind for Bein HaMetzarim. But also, in terms of the process of Geula, we say at the end of davening on a daily basis, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha, Shiyibane Beit HaMikdash B'mheira V'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Toratecha. That learning Torah and Binyan HaMikdash are both goals that are intertwined. And so learning Torah about Beit HaMikdash hopefully will also serve as a means of bringing B'mheira V'yameinu that stage in the Geula as quickly as possible. Moving over to source number two, the Rav quotes in the Shiurim Lezecher Avi Mori in his Yortzeit Drashot, he quotes a Medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni, which is a bit unusual. The Yalkut Shimoni states, Shlosha Kedushotein. Altogether, there are three forms of Kedusha. Kedushat Shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheneemar v'ata kadosh yoshev tilot Yisrael. Kedushat Shabbat, sheneemar u'shmartem et ha-shabbat, ki kodesh hu lachem. U'kedushatan shel Yisrael, sheneemar kodesh Yisrael l'ashem. One can ask, that's it? Three kedushot? There are no more than three kedushot? There's no kedusha to Eretz Yisrael? There's no kedusha to a Sefer Torah? There is no Kedusha to Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, with only three Kedushot. So the Rav gave the obvious answer, and that is that these are the three Kedushot that preceded the existence of Klal Yisrael. Once we have the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, then we, Klal Yisrael, are Mekadesh everything else in the world. We're Mekadesh time, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vahazmanim. We're Mekadesh objects, we're Mekadesh a Sefer Torah, we're Mekadesh a Shul, we're Mekadesh places, we're Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, we're Mekadesh the Mikdash. Everything stems from us. And so we can ask ourselves, from a historical perspective, who was Mekadesh Makom HaMikdash? Who was Mekadesh the Beit HaMikdash? Was it Adam HaRishon, when he brought Korbanot there according to our tradition? Was it Avraham at the time of the Akedah? Was it Yaakov Avinu? Ein zekim beit Elokim v'zeshar hashamayim? Was it David HaMelech when he bought the Goren? Was it Shlomo when he put together the walls of the Beit Mikdash? Who? You need an individual. Only a Yisrael, only a Jew, can bring about Kedusha. We have Kedushat HaMikdash. Who brought about Kedushat HaMikdash? L'chora, if we look in source number three, it's a pasuk, black on white. Bayom ahu, in Sefer Malachim it points out, Kidash HaMelech et toch ha-chatzer asher lefnei Beit Hashem. Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Mikdash, that act of building the Mikdash, that brought about the Kedushat HaMikdash. Bayom ahu Kidash HaMelech et toch ha-chatzer. Shlomo was Mekadesh the Mikdash. And that's the way the Rambam paskins. Ubameh nitkadsha. what is the source of the Kedusha of the Mikdash? B'Kedusha Rishona Shekidsha Shlomo, Shehu Kidesha Ta'azara, V'Yerushalayim L'Sha'atan V'Kidshan L'Atid Ravo. Shlomo HaMelech is the one who instilled the Beit HaMikdash with its Kedusha. So it appears to be open and shut. Shlomo HaMelech instilled the Kedusha in the Beit HaMikdash. However, if we move over to the next source, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kavdalad Amar Aleph, here we have a question which appears to be based on a different premise. Boy Rabbi Yami, Nekra Ha'Even V'Amad B'Mekoma Mahu. If we have a Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash who is standing barefoot, as Kohanim stood in the Beit HaMikdash, on the floor of the Beit HaMikdash and doing the Avodah, and one of the floor stones was removed, one of the surface stones was removed, and now the Kohen is standing below the surface of the Beit HaMikdash and doing the Avodah, the question is as to whether he's considered to be standing in the Beit HaMikdash. What's the question? Ki Kaddish David, when David HaMelech was Mekadish the Beit HaMikdash, Ritzpa El Yona Kaddish, was he only Mekadish the surface as we see it? Odilma Ad Aris Tahoma Kaddish, or was he Mekadish the Beit HaMikdash all the way down to the center of the earth? He was in Mekadesh all of the depth of the karka of the Beit HaMikdash. If he was Mekadesh only the surface area, this Kohen is no longer in the Beit HaMikdash. He's below the Beit HaMikdash. If he was Mekadesh all the way down to the center of the earth, this Kohen, no matter how far he digs himself down, is going to be standing in the place which has Kedushat Beit HaMikdash. But the premise of the Gemara appears to be not that Shlomo was Mekadesh the Beit HaMikdash, but it says over here, black and white, David. And if you look over there in the continuity of source number 5, Tosfos, Mesechet Zvachim, Hoel Uritzpa Mekudeshet, David Kitcha Kedepirish Bekuntras. Rashi over there says black and white that David HaMelech gave the Kedusha to the Beit HaMikdash. Va'af Agav de Shlomo Bana HaBayit, no one's disputing the historical fact that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash. However, David Kitcha. So we have over here the opinion both of Rashi and of Tosus that David was Mekadesh the Beit HaMikdash. Even though we saw a few minutes ago that the Rambam and the Pasuk in Malachim appeared to imply that Shlomo was Mekadesh the Beit HaMikdash. So the question is, who is correct? Is the Rashi and Tosfos and the implication of the Gemara in Zvachim or the Pasuk and the Rambam? What kind of machloket is this? So perhaps the solution would be found. Many times one issue will solve another issue. We have another issue. We have another issue in terms of the source of the mitzvah of building the Beit HaMikdash. If you look in source number 6, there I quote the Rambam in Hilchot Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Shalosh mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael bishat knisatan la'aretz. Number 1, Limanot aleihem melech, Shene'emar som tasim alecha melech. Number 2, Lahachris Zaro Shel Amalek, Shenemar Timche et Zecher Amalek. And number 3, Livnot Beta Bechira, Shenemar Lishichnot Tidrishu Uvata Shama. The Rambam paskins that we have a mitzvah of building the Beit HaMikdash, and the source of this mitzvah is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that we should search for the place of the Shechina, come to that place, and establish it as being Kadosh. Comes along the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and begins as follows: Mitzvat Asei Lasot Bayit Lashem Muchan Lihiot Makrivim Bo Korbanot. And what is his source text? Shen Ne'emar, the end of the line. V'asuli Mikdash. The Rambam quotes the pasuk in Sefer Truma. Namely, we have over here what appear to be two source texts for the same mitzvah. We have one mitzvah of building a Beit HaMikdash, and yet the Rambam in Hilchot Malachim says the source is L'shichnotid Rishu Ubata Shama. The Rambam in Hilchot Beit HaBechira says the source is V'asuli Mikdash. This is not my question. If you look in source number 8, this is the question of Lecha Mishneh. Shene'emar L'shichnotid Rishu Kasha. The Behilchot Beit HaBechira Perek Aleph Kosav Rabbeinu Mitzvah Tasei La'asot Bayit Lashem Shene'emar V'asuli Mikdash. V'kan Hevi Hekra Achrina L'shichnotid Rishu. You have to make up your mind. What is the source? You can't have two sources for one mitzvah. The Rav dealt with this in an article that he wrote in Hapardes many, many years ago that was reprinted in the Kovetz Chidushei Torah that put together the articles that the Rav had printed in various journals. And the Rav's opinion was that we have over here a confluence of two factors, of two dinim, tzvei dinim. We have two principles that have to be established in order to be able to build a Beit HaMikdash. Firstly, we have the Kedushat HaMikdash. We have what the Rambam quotes in Hilchot Beit HaBechira, Mitzvat Aseh La'asot Bayit Lashem, Shenemar V'asuli Mikdash. We have a concept of Mikdash. This concept of Mikdash, this the kiyum of the mitzvah of Mikdash, that Shlomo HaMelech was not the first one to fulfill. Already the Rambam points out, Ukvarnit Paresh Batorah, Mishkan Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan and fulfilled the mitzvah of V'asuli Mikdash. Afterwards, look in number source number 9, the continuity over there of the Rambam. Kevan shenichnasu la'aretz ha'emidu ha'mishkan b'gilgal. They were mekayim the mitzvah of asuli mikdash. From there to Shiloh, they were mekayim the mitzvah of asuli mikdash. Uba'u l'nov, ubanu sham mikdash. U'kishemet Shmuel charav, uba'u l'giv'on, v'asu sham mikdash. Namely, we have a series of periods in Jewish history where Klal Yisrael will fulfill the mitzvah of v'asu li mikdash, the mitzvah of a mikdash. However, says the Rav, there's another concept, leaving aside the mitzvah of mikdash that was fulfilled in the Mishkan and in Shiloh and in Nov and in Givon, there's a mitzvah of building a Beit HaBechira. A Beit HaBechira means a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. And here we only have one Beit HaBechira. That's what the Rambam deals with in Hilchot Malachim. That we have a mitzvah, three mitzvot, a mitzvah to be memana a king, a mitzvah lahachrit zaro shel Amalek, and livnot Beit HaBechira. That's a different source text. L'shichno tidrashu ubat hashama. One did not fulfill the mitzvah of Beit HaBechira in the Mishkan, or in Nov, or in Shiloh. Only when we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing the place of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, that's when one can fulfill the mitzvah of the Beit HaBechira. And that's what the Rambam points out in source number 10, the end of the first line, V'ein sham bayit l'dorei dorot ela b'Yerushalayim bilvad, u'bahar ha-moriyah bilvad, she'ne'emar v'yomer David, zehu Beit HaShem ha-elokim, v'zeh mizbeach lo'olah li'Yisrael, v'omer zot menuchati adei ad. Namely, everyone is correct. It's correct to say, as in the Gemara Zvachim, that David HaMelech was mekadesh the Mikdash, because David HaMelech introduced the Kedusha of Beit HaBechira. V'yomer David, zehu bayit l'Hashem. Who, however, introduced the Kedusha of Mikdash? That was Shlomo. That's the pasuk by Yomahu Kidash HaMelech etoch HaChatzer, Kidshah Shlomo. Namely, that we have over here a dual mitzvah. We have a mitzvah that has two components. The mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, the concept of Mikdash, that stems from Shlomo. The mitzvah of Beit HaBechira, that stems from David. If we are going to be dealing with the Ritzpah let's try it. Up to this point, this is what the Rav pointed out in his Kovet Shiurim. Let's try and sharpen the distinction. If we want to know what is the Beit HaBechira, then let's look at the context. Let's look at number 11. Abeit Abdun et kol ha-mekamot asher avdu sham ha-goyim. Turn the page to number 12. Lo ta'asun ken la-Hashem Elokeichem, ki im el ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivtechem lasum shemo sham l'shichno tidrashu ubat ha-shama. The mitzvah of building the Beit HaBechira is the choice of a makom. That we had the mekomot asher avdu sham ha-goyim, those mekomot that the goyim gave, quote, kedusha to, those should be destroyed. However, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, ki yemel ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem, that is what should be invested with kedushat Beit HaBechira. That's source number 13. Min ha-yom asher hotzeiti et ami b'Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim lo bachartei b'ir mikol shivtei Yisrael levnot bayit, liyot shmisham, ve'evchar b'David liyot alami Yisrael. The Bechira was simultaneous, choosing David and choosing Yerushalayim and choosing the Makam HaMikdash. That's all the Beit HaBechira. Mikdash is a structure. Rak la'tolo tivne habayit, ki im bincha hayotze mechalotzecha hu yivne habayit. Shlomo built the structure. That was the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. David HaMelech chose the place. That was a mitzvah of l'shichno tidrashu u'bat hashama. So if we have a question as to the place, as to whether the Kohen is standing in the place that has Kedusha, is the place only the surface of the floor, or is the place going down to the center of the earth, then that's the Gemara in Zvachim, that's David. David was the one who gave the Kedusha to the place. So that's why the Gemara in Zvachim in number 5 says, Ki Kidesh David, Ritzpa Elyona Kidesh, Odilma Ad Aris Tahoma Kidesh. When the Rambam pointed out that Shlomo gave the Kedusha, that was the Kedusha of the Bayit. Shlomo hu shekidesh ha'azara v'Yerushalayim l'shatan v'kidshan l'asid l'avo. Shlomo was mekayim the mitzvah v'asid l'mikdash. David HaMelech was mekayim the mitzvah of l'shichno tidrashu u'bat hashama. Ad kan, in terms of the distinction in the theoretical sense. But every theoretical sense also has to have a distinction in terms of the way it's expressed practically. Now, these two mitzvot of making a mikdash and building a beit habechira, they are both using the same terminology in the Torah. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. L'shichno tidrashu u'bat hashama. Both of them relate to bringing the Shechina down to earth. The question is, in what way are these two mitzvot different? What's the dissonance between them? We pointed out that one is the place and one is the building. Fine. That's from a technical perspective. What about the nature of the Kedusha? How is the Kedusha of Mikdash expressed? And how is the Kedusha of Beit HaBechira expressed? Here, I'd like to suggest that we have a third Rambam. A Rambam that deals with the composite. The Rambam in Hilchot Beit HaBechira only dealt with the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. The Rambam in Hilchot Malachim only dealt with the mitzvah of Binyan of Beit HaBechira. But there is a third Rambam that deals with the composite, and that's in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Because in the Sefer HaMitzvot, these two aspects are brought down as one mitzvah. If you look at source number 14, the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, Mitzvahs Asei Chof. The 20th mitzvah of the Rambam, HaMitzvah HaEsrim, Hu Shetzivanu Livnot Beit Avodah. The Rambam over here was very, very exact with his terminology. He didn't want to say the word mikdash, that's only one aspect. He didn't want to say beit habechira, that's also one aspect. So he chose a generic term. We have a mitzvah of building a beit avodah. And if you'll skip to the very last word on the second line, v'hu amaro yitala, what's the source of this mitzvah of building a beit avodah? V'asuri mikdash, v'lashon ha-sifri, Gimel mitzvot nitztavu, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, livnot beit habechira. Namely, the Rambam over here brings everything together. We have a mitzvah of building a beit avodah. This mitzvah of building a beit avodah is a composite. It combines two mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah of asli mikdash and the mitzvah of building a beit habechira. Now, let's go back to the Rambam and see what content he invests in this mitzvah. Bo, this mitzvah of building a beit avodah, back to the first line, Bo yihyeh ha-hakrava v'havarata esh tamid. This is which aspect? The hakrava and havarat esh tamid. Is this the beit habechira or is this the mikdash? Remember, the mikdash, this stems, the mikdash is not something new. The mikdash stems from Mishkan, Shiloh, Nov, Giv'on, into Yerushalayim. Hakrava v'havarat esh. Are we dealing with mikdash or beit habechira? This is Mikdash. This is what was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the center of Avodah, of Hakrava. Bo ye Hakrava v'avarat esh tamid. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu was making the mitzvah, along with Klal Yisrael, of building a Mikdash, of building the Mishkan in the Midbar, where there was Hakrava v'avarat esh tamid, so also we have a mitzvah to build in every generation, such a Beit Avodah, which is going to be v'asuli Mikdash. The Rambam continues, Ve'elav yihyeh ha'halicha ve'aliyah l'regel ve'hakibutz b'kol shana. There's a second aspect, not of v'asuli mikdash, but rather of beit habechira. The beit habechira is that this mikdash also serves as the focal point of Klal Yisrael. It serves to bring together Klal Yisrael. We have a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. This is the kibbutz b'kol shana v'shana. Klal Yisrael gathered in this place. That's what we call the Beit HaBechira. Namely, what I am suggesting is that in the Mishkan, there was no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. In Nov, in Shiloh, in Givon, there was no mitzvah Midah Oraisa of Aliyah L'Regel. We find that Chana's husband brought together Jews to come to Shiloh. But that doesn't mean that it was a mitzvah midaraita. And this is the next source text, number 15. This is Pshat in the Pasuk. Shalosh pa'amim ba'shana ye'ro'eh kol zechurcha et p'nei Hashem Elokecha. Where? Ba'makom asher yivchar. This is the Beit HaBechira. Ba'makom asher yivchar. When you have a Beit HaBechira, the Beit HaBechira is not only a place of bringing korbanot. The Beit HaBechira is supposed to bring together Klal Yisrael. That's the function of the Beit Avodah. We have an Avodah Klape Mala, an Avodah Ben Adam Lamakom of Karbonot. We have an Avodah parallel to one each other of coming together every year. This is the Beit HaBechira. These are the two aspects. And this is said black and white by the Ramban over there. O shebiyar kan shal yitchayevu lalot laregel ad asher yivchar Hashem makom l'shichno sham. That as long as there was only a mishkan or a temporary mikdash. So of course, the Rambam pointed out back in source number 9 that in Nov banu sham mikdash, Givon banu sham mikdash. But those were not the Beit HaBechira. When there was a mikdash, then there was a concept of bringing korbanot. We know there was a Bama Gedola in Givon where korbanot were brought constantly. However, the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Klal Yisrael, that's the mitzvah of the Beit HaBechira. Shalosh pa'amim ba'shana ye'ro'eh kol zechurcha ba'makom asher yivchar. And really, if you think about it, that is the language of the pasuk. L'shichno tidrashu, what's the source of Beit HaBechira? L'shichno sidrashu, you will search out the place of the Shekhinah, ubata shama, and then you will come there. Klal Yisrael will gather there. That's the whole nature of the Beit HaBechira. That's the place of gathering, the ingathering of Klal Yisrael. So we have over here then, just to put things together, we have now two mitzvot. We have two kedushot. It's all included in one mitzvah in terms of the enumeration of the mitzvot. So we count 613 mitzvot, we have a mitzvah livnot Beit Avodah. But this mitzvah of building a Beit Avodah has two aspects. One is the aspect of korbanot, the concept of asuli mikdash, and the second is ve'elav yehalicha v'aliyah l'regel v'kibbutz. That's the concept of Beit HaBechira. Shalosh pamim bashana yeroeh kol zechurcha b'makom asher yivchar, b'makom ha'ish yivchar. David HaMelech established the Beit HaBechira. Shlomo HaMelech established the Mikdash. Adkan Hakafa Aleph. This is, I think, the basis of any further discussion in terms of Kedushat HaMikdash. But I think it could be taken one step further. If we go back a minute to source number 13, source number 13 dealt with the role of David and the role of Shlomo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what was the role of David? The role of David, min hayom asher otzeiti et ami et Yisrael mimitzrayim, lo bacharti bi'ir mikol shivtei Yisrael livnot bayit shmi. Namely, David, who set up the Beit HaBechira, was not only mekadesh the mikdash, he was mekadesh Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was established as the Beit HaBechira. Lo bacharti, the Bechira, was not only on the Makom HaMikdash, the Ritzpah Elyona, or Ad HaTahom, it was also the ear. All of Yerushalayim is an expansion of the mitzvah of Beit HaBechira. The Kedusha of Beit HaBechira extends to the walls of Yerushalayim. Shlomo HaMelech, the Rambam said, if we go back to source number 4, Shlomo Kidesh Ha'azara v'Yerushalayim. Shlomo HaMelech also gave a Kedusha to Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of Mikdash also expanded. Namely, we have two expansions of Kedusha. We have the Kedusha of the Beit HaBechira, the Makom Aliyah LaRegel, that expands to Yerushalayim. We have the Kedusha of the Mikdash, the Makom of the Korbanot, that expands to Yerushalayim. Why should this be? Why should we have this expansion? Very simple. Look at source number 18. Shalosh machanot hayu bamidbar, machane Yisrael v'hu arba machanot, machane Leviya uba v'saviv ramishkan yachanu, machane Shechina mipetach ola moed v'lifnim, uknegdan l'dorot, mipetach Yerushalayim ad har habayit, k'machane Yisrael, mipetach har habayit ad petach azara, that is k'machane Leviya. Mipetach azara v'lifnim machane Shechina. Namely, that in terms of the Beit HaBechira, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's choice. The Bechira was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Lo bakarti be'ir. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Makom HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim. That's on the level of Beit HaBechira. On the level of Mikdash, we pointed out Mikdash is a continuity of the Mishkan and Nov and Shiloh, and we find that the Mishkan was not in a vacuum. The Mishkan was part of a Ma'arechet. It was part of an entire complex of Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael, and so Yerushalayim serves as that extension. Yerushalayim is the Machane Yisrael, which is the Hitpashtut, which is the extension of Kudushat HaMishkan. So the Yerushalayim is the Hitpashtut of Machane of the Mikdash. If we'll ask, how is this expressed halacha l'maaseh? So if you look at the beginning of source number 19, Yerushalayim mekudeshet mishar ayarot mekufot chama, she'ochlim kodshei kalim u'maaser sheni lifnim me'achoma. This is the extension of Kudushat Mikdash. The korbanot were brought in the Machane Shechina, the Kodshei Kodshim were eaten in the Machane Leviyah, the Kodshei Kalim and Maaser Sheni, they were eaten in Machane Yisrael. So we have the concept of the Mikdash, we have Har Habayit, and then we have Yerushalayim. This is all Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Mikdash, he was Mekadesh Har Habayit, he was Mekadesh Yerushalayim as an extension of Mikdash. David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Beit HaBechira, and he was Mekadesh Yerushalayim. In what way do we have an extension, in what way do we have an expansion of the Kedusha of Beit HaBechira? Remember, the Kedusha of Beit HaBechira is the Makom Aliyah LaRegel. If a Jew comes on Aliyah LaRegel to Yerushalayim and doesn't enter into the Beit HaMikdash, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. Aliyah LaRegel means to go into the Beit HaMikdash. In what way is Yerushalayim an expansion of Aliyah LaRegel? So here we have a Gemara. We have, in my humble opinion, we have a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Asara Devarim Ne'emru B'Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim has 10 unique halachot. 4 of those halachot were brought over here in the Rambam, in number 19. Elu Devarim She'ne'emarim B'Yerushalayim. He brings all 10. I'm only quoting 4 of them. Ein Bayit Nechlatba, Eino metamei b'negaim, eino na'aseit ir nidachat, eina mevia egla arufa. Why did I bring these 4? Because these 4 in the Gemara and Baba Kama are given one reason. The reason for these 4, this is also the Gemara in Yuma, also the Gemara in Megillah, the reason for these 4 is lefi shelonit chalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim does not belong to any particular shevet. According to this day, it doesn't belong to Shevet Yehuda, even though clearly it's in the boundaries of Shevet Yehuda. It doesn't belong to Shevet Binyamin, even though it is very close to where Shevet Binyamin was located. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. When David HaMelech set up the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and he gave the money to the Yevusi for this part of Eretz Yisrael, he bought it for Klal Yisrael. In Sefer Yechezkel, when it speaks about Yerushalayim in the time of Biyat HaMashiach, it speaks of the fact Yerushalayim will have 12 gates. Each gate will have the name of a particular shevet. But once you enter into the gate, you enter into the Nachala of Klal Yisrael. All of these halachot, the halacha of Ir Nidachat, the halacha of Egla Arufa, they require private ownership. The moment that there is no private ownership, Lefi Shalonit Chalka B'Shvatim, none of these 4 halachot apply. This is the extension of the kibbutz. This is the extension of Aliyah LaRegel. This is the concept of the bringing together, of the ingathering of Klal Yisrael, which is the Beit HaBechira. The nature of Kedushat Beit HaBechira in terms of Yerushalayim, in terms of the Mikdash, was Aliyah LaRegel. The nature or the expression of the Kedushah of Beit HaBechira in terms of Yerushalayim is the fact that it belongs to the Jewish people, not to an individual Jew. With a very, very interesting halacha, which is brought in number 20, Gemara in Yuma, Haytana Sava Yerushalayim Lanitchalka Lushvatim, Detanya Ein Maskirin Batim Yerushalayim. No one in Yerushalayim can charge rent, because the fact that he happens to own an apartment in Yerushalayim, that's only a figment of his imagination. He doesn't own the apartment in Yerushalayim. What he does is he lives in the apartment in Yerushalayim, and he can share his dwelling with all the Jews, and he's expected during Shalosh Regalim to open up his home to all Jews, but he can't charge rent, because rent implies private ownership, and there's no private ownership in Yerushalayim. This is the expansion of Beit HaBechira. So we have over here these two Kedushot. The Kedushat Mikdash expands to Yerushalayim in terms of the eating of Korbanot, the eating of Ma'aser Sheni. This is the Machane Yisrael, the expansion of the Kedusha of Beit HaBechira, which in the Mikdash is expressed by Aliyah LaRegel, in Yerushalayim is expressed by the collective ownership of Klal Yisrael. This is the area that belongs to Klal Yisrael. If we look for one more expression of this expansion, we can find it also in a very, very famous means that people speak about it in the yeshiva world, a famous Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, which is source number 21. We have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that deals with Tkiyat Shofar in an unusual situation. What if we have Yom Tov SheRosh Hashanah Shachal Liyot B'Shabbat? If Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos come together, is there Tkiyat Shofar? So the Mishnah states, B'Mikdash Hayu Tokim Avalo B'Medina. In the Mikdash they were Tokeya, but not in the Medina. What does Mikdash mean and what does Medina mean? So Rashi says the Mikdash means in the Makom HaMikdash. If a Jew came up to Har HaBayis and entered into the sanctum, then he was able to hear Tkiyat Shofar. But if he stayed in Rechavia, if he stayed in Har Nof, then he wouldn't be Yotze the mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar on that day. Comes on the Rambam and says, Kvar biyarnu lecha kama pa'amim ki Mikdash nikret Yerushalayim kula. Umedina Shar Eretz Yisrael. This has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Va'asuli Mikdash. This is not Korbanot. This is not Eish Tamid. This is the extension of Beit HaBechira. This is the collective of Klal Yisrael. There's another day in the Mishnah that in Yavne they were Tokeya, because it's a Makom HaBezdin, namely that the moment that we have a place where we have a representation of the Sanhedrin, of Klal Yisrael, that's where we have a concept of Tkiyat Shofar on Shabbat. So here, then, we also have another expression of the Beit HaBechira moving into Yerushalayim, moving out of the Mikdash and into Yerushalayim. There's one text that I forgot, and it's very, very poetic, so I'll just go back 1 minute. I pointed out that the Ramban, in a very prosaic manner, in source number 16, pointed out that the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel is only once there is a Beit HaBechira, only once Yerushalayim was chosen. In source number 17, he says the same thing in poetry. V'tam u'lishichno tidrishu. What does it mean that you should search out the Shechina? She'telchu lo me'eretz mirchakim. That from faraway places, you should be drawn to l'shichno tidrishu. Tishalu ana derech beit Hashem. What is the best way, what is the quickest way of getting to Yerushalayim? V'tamru isho reyehu l'chu na'ale el har Hashem, el beit elokei Yaakov. Namely, this is the Beit HaBechira. The Beit HaBechira is the choice of the area of the Mikdash as being the Makom Kibbutz Klal Yisrael, where people will be drawn to the Shechina. People will be drawn to their source. People will be drawn to gather together. In the Mikdash, it's represented by Aliyah LaRegel. In Yerushalayim, Lo Nitchalka L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim belongs to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael will fulfill this mitzvah of L'shichno Sidrishu by making the attempt to get to Yerushalayim in the most effective manner possible. Okay. Adkan, what we've discussed is the Kedusha of Asuli Mikdash and the Kedusha of L'shichno Sidrishu, the Mikdash and the Beit HaBechira as far as Har HaBayit and as far as the Chomot of Yerushalayim. But, as many of you are very aware, things don't end at that point. Yitachen that there is a hitpashtut, there is an expansion of these two kedushot, but going outside of the walls of Yerushalayim and encompassing much more. And for this, we have to turn the page to source number 22. Again, a famous Rambam. Not a Rambam that we find in the Perush HaMishnayot, but rather a Rambam that we find in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam posits, his shita is, that we have a distinction, a very, very sharp distinction, between the Yerusha Rishona and the Yerusha Shnia. Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael as a whole, as a group, twice in history before our current status. And we'll discuss our current status in a few minutes. They entered in the time of Yehoshua, and they entered in at the time of Ezra. The Kedusha of Yehoshua, the Rambam Paskins, was Kidsha L'Sha'ata V'lo Kidsha L'Asid Ravo. The Kedusha of Yehoshua lasted for close to 1,000 years from the time that Yehoshua entered into Eretz Yisrael until the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. When Bavel came and destroyed Bayis Rishon, then the Kedusha of Yehoshua no longer existed within Eretz Yisrael. Masha'en Kain, when Ezra came back 70 years later and reestablished the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, even though in a period of 400 X years later, the Romans came and destroyed the Yishuv, that Kedusha remains forever. Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. And the question is, why should Ezra's Kedusha be more powerful than Yehoshua's Kedusha? After all, Yehoshua entered in with the Urim V'Tumim. Yehoshua entered into Eretz Yisrael as a melech. That was the conquering, the mitzvah of Bechias Shivas Ha'amamim, etc. Why should but Ezra came through the back door with the permission of Koresh. Why should the Kedusha of Ezra be more long-lasting, be more powerful than the Kedusha of Yehoshua? So the Rambam says as follows. This is in the middle of source 22. Avo chiyuv ha'aretz b'shviyis u'b'ma'asros eino ela mipnei shehu kibush rabim. That if we're going to deal with the mitzvos ha'tluyos ba'aretz and ask what brought about the Kedusha which allows for mitzvos ha'tluyos ba'aretz, the answer is at the time of Yehoshua, it was a form of conquering. The Klal Yisrael conquered. V'kevan shenilkecha ha'aretz miyedehem batel ha'kibush. A conquering can destroy a conquering. Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael, and then they were conquered. So one offset the other. Therefore, niftara min hatara mimasrot mishviyit she'ena ela min Eretz Yisrael. However, kevan she'ala Ezra v'kidsha, lo kidsha b'kibush. Ezra's entrance into Eretz Yisrael was not one of a conqueror. Ela b'chazaka, for currently we'll interpret chazaka as a settlement. He settled in Eretz Yisrael. Shech Zikuba. Lefikach kol makom shech Zikuba olei Bavel nitkadesh b'kdushat Ezra Hashniya hu mekudash hayom. That Kedusha, which came about via settlement, that lasts even until today. Va'afal pishin l'kacha aretz mimenu. Even though the land was conquered, it doesn't make a difference. The settlement, the concept of settlement remains, and the Kedusha remains. That's the Rambam's distinction, a very, very strange distinction. The Kesef Mishnah, already in the third line, asks, Eini yodeya, I don't understand. Ma koach chazaka gadol mikoach kibush. Sof, when Yehoshua entered into the land, they didn't settle the land, or they conquered it and didn't go in. Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe stayed in Eiver HaYarden. All the other 9.5 Shvatim went into Eretz Yisrael, that's Parshas HaShavua, and they settled the land. Why should that settling be any less than the settling of Ezra? Lama nolomar b'chazaka gamke mishenilkecha ha'aretz miyadenu bat l'chazaka. V'tuba rishona shenitkatshe b'kibush chilo haya chazaka adif atu miyadifa chazaka b'lo kibush mechazaka im kibush v'tzarech li'iyun. The Kesef Mishnah, Rav Yosef Karo, leaves the Rambam as difficult. Why? Why should chazaka alone be better than kibush and chazaka? If the conquering of the land removes the kibush, why shouldn't it also remove the chazaka? There are many answers to this question that the Kesef Mishnah left b'tzarach iyun gadol. I'd like to share with you, or remind you, if those of you already learned it, of an answer which is given by Rav Soloveitchik in one of his tshuva drashos. Rav Pinchas Peli brought it down in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, in the very, very last drasha that he edited and put into that volume. And the Rav wanted to suggest that if we're going to try and understand the second half of Halacha Tet Zayin, the second half of source number 22, that's impossible to do without looking at the first half of the Halacha. You can't just start a Halacha in the middle and assume you're going to understand it. If the Rambam brought over here a Halacha that on my computer image comes out in some 12 lines, you can't start at line number 7 and assume that you're going to understand the Rambam. This is a very, very long halacha. Most halachas in the Rambam aren't as long as this. And the Rambam begins his halacha by dealing with the distinction not between kibush and chazaka, but rather a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Makom HaMikdash. Yehoshua conquered Eretz Yisrael. Shlomo, as part of this process of Yerusha Rishona, we pointed out, gave Kedusha to the Makom HaMikdash. Yehoshua's Kedusha was removed. It had to be relinquished the moment that the Bavlim came in. But the Bavlim destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. But even though they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo's Kedusha remained. Why is there a difference over here between the Kedusha of the Mikdash and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? It's all one process. We're dealing over here with a process of Kibush and Chazaka that went on for years, from Yehoshua through the Shoftim, through the Malachim, through Shlomo, and then came the process of destruction. But the destruction destroyed everything. Didn't only destroy Eretz Yisrael, it destroyed the Mikdash as well. So the Rambam points out, Lama ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim kedusha rishona, namely that of Shlomo, kitcha lo asid lavo, u'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael inyan shviyas, kayotze b'lo kitcha lo asid lavo. So Rambam points out, l'fisha kedusha ta mikdash v'Yerushalayim v'nei shchina. This is what we pointed out. The common denominator between the Kedushat Mikdash and Kedushat Beit HaBechira was Shechina. V'asu li'mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. V'shlishichno tidrishu u'bat hashama. U'shechina ena b'teila. You can destroy a human endeavor. You can't destroy the Mokom HaShechina. Harei hu omer v'hashimoti et mikdashechem. Amru chazal v'api shomemim b'kedushan heim omdim. So we have within this one halacha in the Rambam two distinctions. We have distinction between the kibush of Yehoshua and the kedusha of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, and we have a distinction between the kibush of Yehoshua and the chazaka of Ezra. Comes along the Rav and says, these are one and the same. These are one and the same. The kedusha of Ezra was the kedusha of the Mikdash. Let me explain. When Yehoshua entered into Eretz Yisrael, anyone who opens up a Sefer Yehoshua, you can follow the battle very, very carefully on a map. First, he started by coming across the Yarden in the north. And then he went down to the cities in the center of Eretz Yisrael. And then he went to the coast. And then he went to the south. Namely, he conquered Eretz Yisrael piece by piece, where the final conquest of Eretz Yisrael waited until the time of David HaMelech, in which Yerushalayim was finally conquered. We have over here a process going from the outer boundaries of Eretz Yisrael towards the inner boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Ezra did just the opposite. If one opens up Sefer Ezra, one sees that Ezra came to Yerushalayim. His purpose was to build the Beit HaMikdash, which was the first thing that he did, to build a Mizbeach and try and work on the Chomot of the Ir. And then from Yerushalayim, they moved outwards to the cities around Yerushalayim, and then a little farther out, and a little farther out, until we have the Gvulot of Olei Bavel. Namely, the Kedusha of Yehoshua was from the outside in. The Kedusha of Ezra was from the inside out. But it's not only a question over here of direction, it's a question also of essence. The Kedusha of Ezra is the Kedusha of Shechina. He's starting with the Beit HaMikdash, and then the Beit HaMikdash expands, as we saw, to Yerushalayim. And then it expanded a little further until Telstone, until Beit Shemesh. And then it expanded further until it reached Lud and Ramla, and it expanded further and further and further. Namely, we have over here a Kedusha of Mikdash. The Kedusha of Mikdash, we pointed out, is Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. You can't destroy a Kedusha of Shechina. However, the Kedusha of Yehoshua was a Kedusha of a mitzvah. However, it was a Kedusha that only ended at the Mikdash. It didn't begin in the Mikdash. And therefore, the Kedusha of Yehoshua was a Kedusha we call Kibush. When the Kibush came, it destroyed that Kedusha. However, the Kedusha of Ezra was the Chazaka. The Chazaka we're reinterpreting over here as the inward-outward. We're dealing with the Kedusha of Shechina. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim is moving outwards. That's already a Kidsha L'Shaita, the Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. That's the way the Rav wanted to interpret the distinction over in the Rambam between Kibush and Chazaka. It's not only a question of form. It's not only a question of direction. It's a question of essence. It's a question of where you're starting from. What is the focal point of your Kedusha. And of course, you realize that within Al HaTshuva, this was something that was very, very powerful in terms of distinguishing between different models of tshuva. You can have a tshuva from the inside out, and you can have a tshuva from the outside in. Namely, you can have a tshuva which is going to be, I have this problem, let me deal with it. I have this problem, let me deal with it. I have this problem, let me deal with it. And then you have a tshuva where a person all of a sudden wakes up and says, my goodness, Kadosh Baruch Hu created me. I have a task in this world. There's a tshuva from the outside in and a tshuva from the inside out. The inside out, that's a kid shela shaita, the kid shela asid lavo. That's a tshuva that is going to have much more lasting power than a tshuva which is chipping away from the outside in, may never get to the center. You may never get to the real issues. There's a kibush and there is a chazaka. But it's very, very beautiful, but it's an aside. Where we're heading for is as follows. We pointed out that there's always a parallelism. There's always a parallelism between the two kedushot of the mikdash, the two kedushot of the Beit Avodah. We have mikdash and we have Beit HaBechira. We have the Mokom HaKorbanos and we have the Mokom Aliyah LaRegel. This has a focal point, and we pointed out that it expands to Yerushalayim. We have the concept of eating korbanot in Yerushalayim. We have the concept of Yerushalayim L'Nitchalka L'Shvatim. Here we see, according to the Rav, that we have the Kedusha of Mikdash extending outwards. We have the Kedusha of Asuli Mikdash extending beyond the boundaries of Yerushalayim. That Ezra's Kedusha was that of Mikdash. He started with bringing Korbanos on the Mizbeach. Then he built the walls of Yerushalayim. And then he expanded. This is a Kedusha that instills all of Eretz Yisrael with Kedushat Mikdash. And this, if you go back to the previous page, the bottom source, which I didn't give a number to, because I just put it there because it fit in terms of the pagination, Mishnah in Kelim, Eser Kedushotein, Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh Mikol Ha'aratzot, Umahi Kedushata, Shemivim Imenu Ha'omer V'Habikurim Ushtei Ha'lechem. The Mishnah over there states that we have 10 levels of Kedusha. The highest level of Kedusha is that of the Kodshei Kodashim. The lowest level of Kedusha is that of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz is not Kadosh. Chutz Laretz is Tamed. The lowest level of Kedusha is that of Eretz Yisrael. In what ways does Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael express itself? So the Mishnah says, we bring from Eretz Yisrael the Omer, the Bikurim, the Shtei Halechem. Very strange. If you were to be woken up in the middle of the night and you were to be asked, in what way does the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael express itself? You would say, Trumos, Maestros, Shemitah, Yovel, Mitzvos Atzlios Baretz. You wouldn't mention Omer, Bikurim, Ushtei Halechem, but this is the Hitpashtut. This is the expansion of the Kedusha of Ezra. That Omer, Bikurim, Shtei Halechem, these are Korbanot. Namely, that the Korbanot were brought in the Beit HaMikdash, but they were brought from Eretz Yisrael. The source of the Korbanot was Eretz Yisrael. Namely, that we have over here, the Kedusha of Ezra, we pointed out, was from inside out, and the inside out means that the Kedusha of Mikdash extended to all of Eretz Yisrael. The question is, do we have a parallel in terms of Kedusha at Beit HaBechira? Beit HaBechira, that we pointed out, is the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael. Aliyah LaRegel in the Mikdash. We have Yerushalayim L'Nitzchalka L'Shvatim. Was that also expanded? Does that also encompass all of Eretz Yisrael? Do we have a concept of Eretz Yisrael as being also an expansion of Beit HaBechira? So here I'd like to suggest that, yes. And I'd like to show you where this is found in Halacha. If we look in source number 24, source number 24 gets a bit technical, but it's something that should be obvious to us. The Rambam points out, you want to know from where and when are you chayav in the mitzvah of bringing truma. So the Rambam says, kol shehechziku olei mitzrayim v'nitkadesh kedusha rishona. If we'll look at, let's say, the area of Nahariya. Nahariya was part of the kedusha of olei mitzrayim. However, kevan shegalu batlu kedushatan. The moment that we had the conquest by the Bavlim, that Kedusha was batel. Kedusha Rishona, Bnei Shehayetim, Bnei Kibush, Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Ravo. Kevan Sha'alu B'nei HaGola, V'Hechziku B'Miktas Ha'aretz. They didn't get up to Nahariya, they got up to Akko. When they got up to Akko, that was where Ezra's Kedusha extended until. That's Kitchua Kedusha Shnia, Omedet L'Olam, L'Shato L'Asid Ravo. So if, based on this Rambam, if we were to say, If someone has a field in Haifa or anywhere on the coast, anywhere between Akko and Aza, someone has a field, should he be chayev and truma in that field? Yes. Midoraisa, yes. Because the Kedusha of Ezra was this area, and this area was Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Sidravo. But the Rambam says, no. Why not? Next halacha is number 25. This is the halacha at the end of that same parak. Hatruma bizman hazeh, afilu b'makam shechziku olei bavel, afilu b'yamei Ezra, eina min ha-Torah ela midivreihem. Why should this be? We just said the Kedusha of Ezra was Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Sidravo. And the Rambam continues, she'en lecha truma shel Torah ela be'eretz Yisrael u'bilvad. U'bizman she'kol Yisrael sham. She'ne'mar ki tavo'u bi'at kulchem. K'she'hayu bi'erusha rishona. U'kamo she'en atidim lachzor bi'erusha shlishit. V'lo k'she'hayu bi'erusha shniya sh'ayeta b'imei Ezra. Hayeta bi'at miktzatan. L'fikach l'chiyeva otan min ha'Torah. V'chen yirali hu adim b'ma'asrot. The Rambam brings this halacha in Truma, in Maaser, in Chala, in Shemitah, in Yovel. In all of them, we have a condition of Bi'at Kulchem. Only when Klal Yisrael enter into Eretz Yisrael as Klal Yisrael is there going to be a Kedusha Mida'oraisa. If we think about it in terms of our terminology, we're saying it's not enough to have Kedushat Mikdash. It's not enough to have the Kedusha of the Korbanot. In order to be Chayav in Trumot U'Maasrot, you have to have also Bi'at Kulchem. We need also the Kedusha of Beit HaBechira. Beit HaBechira, that's the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. That's Yerushalayim LaNitchalka LeShvatim. That's the symbol of bringing us all together. Bi'at Kulchem is the practical application of Beit HaBechira. Beit HaBechira, as it expands to Klal Yisrael, is Bi'at Kulchem. When you have Bi'at Kulchem, then you're going to have mitzvah satzuyos baritz. If not, no. Namely, we need to have a full kedusha. The kedusha of mikdash is a partial kedusha. It's part of the concept of beit avoda, but it's not the entire beit avoda. To have the entire beit avoda, you need the mikdash and the beit bechira. We have that in the core. We have it in Yerushalayim. We also have it within Eretz Yisrael. When you have kedushat mikdash, you'll have a chiyuv and trumot and maasrot midrabanan. We'll add in Bi'at Kulchem, then we'll have the concept of Trumos and Maestros, Mida Oraita. What I'm saying, I think, was already said in, I don't know if Reb Chaim meant what I'm saying, but he said it in the source number 26. If you look into the second line, he points out, V'kevan dehadin de Bi'at Kulchem, hu shayach le'etzem Yerusha ta'aretz. Namely, there's a classic chakira in the Achronim, is Bi'at Kulchem simply a condition, or is it something much more essential? Reb Chaim holds it's very essential. Linyan shmita tviyovot trumot maasrot haninsa de Yerusha ta'aretz linyan shmita tviyovot trumot maasrot nishlemet ayadei shtei Yerushot yachad. We need two conditions. We need two kedushot together to establish a chiyuv of trumot maasrot and shmita and yovel. Yerusha shnia Ezra's Yerusha ahanyere leetzem kedusha ta'aretz. That helped. That gave kedushat mikdash. You were able to bring Omer, Shtei Halechem, etc. However, Yerusha Shlishit, the Yerusha of Yemot HaMashiach, Tahani Lahashlim Kedushata, V'din Yerusha Shela, B'biat Kol Yisrael, Huze Biat Kulam Hamura B'Torah. That Yerusha will be the combination of the Kedusha of the Mikdash and the Kedusha of the Beit HaBechira. Again, he writes it on the very last three lines, Kevon de kol hani de kachashiv naaseh chiyuvan ayde shtei Yerushot biyachad. We have to have the conflux of two things. Mishnehem yachad, from the concept of the Kedusha of Ezra, Kedushat Mikdash, and the Bi'at Kulam, Mishnehem yachad nishlema Yerusha ta'aretz u'kedushata b'Bi'at Kulam kasher yitba'er. So we're living in a time period in which even though the Kedusha of Ezra was Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Sidravo, the Chiyuv of Trumos and Maisos and Shemitah and Yovel is Drabanan. That's the source of the Heter Mechira by Shemitah, etc. It's still Drabanan because of the lack of Bi'at Kulchem. In our terminology, we have Kedushas Mikdash, an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. We don't have an expansion of Kedushat Beit HaBechira. Except, and with this I'll conclude, there is one place, there is one area in which we have nowadays an expansion of Kedushat Mikdash and of Beit HaBechira. Only one place, and that's the room in which we're sitting. What do you mean, the room in which we're sitting? Look in number 27. Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh Samachay. HaMitzvah HaSamachay, the 65th Lo Ta'aseh of the Rambam, Hu Shehizirunu Mintots Uma'abed Batei Avodah Takel Yit'ala. Up to now, we knew there's a concept of Beit Avodah. What's Batei Avodah? Are we of the Avodah Zarah? Where do we have Batei Avodah? So the Rambam explains this in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Shelo Ra'abed Beit HaMikdash O Batei Knesiot U'Batei Midrashot. That the Iser Mida Oraisa of Losasun Kem LaShem Elokeichem of destroying a Mokom Kedusha Mida Oraisa, according to Rambam, applies not only to the Beit HaMikdash, but also to a Beit HaKnesset, also to a Beit HaMidrash. Beit HaKnesset, Beit HaMidrash, Beit Olamim, what over here? So look at number 29. Batei Knesiot u'batei Medrashot Shecharvu b'Kedushatan Hein Omdot. If we have the shul of the Ari in Tzfat, Not the Ari Ashkenazi, the one up on, you know, that the tourists go to. The Beit Knesset Ta'ari, which is right above the cemetery, which is Bechur Bano, which is still destroyed. B'kdushatan hein omdot. Sheneemar v'hashimoti et mikdashechem. Af al pi shein shomamim, b'kdushatan hein omdim. Go back to source number 22. Source number 22, it points out, Kedushat HaMikdash Yerushalayim Nei Shechina Ushechina Eina Beteila Hari Hu Omer Hashimoti Et Mikdashechem Af Al Pi Sheshomemim Kedushatan Hem Omdim. The same language in which the Rambam describes the status of the Beit HaMikdash post Churban, he describes the status of a Beit Knesset and a Beit Midrash post Churban. If we think about it, we really have in a Beit Knesset and a Beit HaMidrash that confluence of Kedushat Mikdash and Kedushat Beit HaBechira. This is the place of Avoda, Tefillah, Talmud Torah. This is the place of Kibbutz Klal Yisrael. This is the Beit HaKnesset. This is where we gather. This is where we have the Kedusha that we hope will, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, infuse all of Eretz Yisrael. That combination of the Kedushat Mikdash and the Kedushat Beit HaBechira, of the Yerusha Shnia and the Yerusha Shlishit, of the Kedusha of Ezra, of the expansion of Mikdash, and the Biat Kulchem, the expansion of the Beit HaBechira. We have it now, B'Ze'er Anpin. We have it now in miniature. Halavai, Yemirtz Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mizake us in our lifetime, as soon as possible, that we'll be able to see this combination that Reb Chaim spoke of, Mishnehem B'Yachad, Nishlema Yerusha Ta'aretz U'Kedushata, that will have this combination of Kedushat Mikdash and Kedushat Beit HaBechira, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen.